Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mel Almada. Batting second. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting third. The left fielder, Buster Mills. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bo Bell. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tommy Heath. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bobo Newsom. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bobo Newsom. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting second. The left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting third. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Peacock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fritz Ostermüller. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Fritz Ostermüller. And now, play ball. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Peacock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a fly ball into left field. Vozmak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Vozmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmak hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox strikes out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a fly ball into left field. Vozmak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Browns. Tommy Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath takes first base on ball four. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman takes first base on ball four. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Chapman. The throw from Heath and he is out, Hefner applying the tag. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0 for 1 in the game. Almada hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuinn hits a line drive into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0 for 1 in the game. Mills hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fritz Ostermueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostermueller bunts towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Peacock moves to second. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Peacock scores. It's Browns, 1, Red Sox, 1. Joe Vozmik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmik is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Vozmik hits a line drive into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 1 in the game. Cronin hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Clift moves to second. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. Higgins hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Chapman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Heath settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Doerr takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Peacock hits a fly ball into left field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Newsom hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0 for 2 in the game. Almada hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Newsom moves to second. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 2 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ostermueller juggles the ball. That's an error on Ostermueller. Newsom moves to third. Almada moves to second. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0 for 2 in the game. Mills hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Clift strikes out. Two outs. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fritz Ostermueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostermueller is 0 for 0 in the game. Ostermueller hits a fly ball into left field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tommy Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks, Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 2 in the game. Hefner hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Fox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hefner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 2 in the game. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 2 in the game. Higgins hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Almada is called out on strikes. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 3 in the game. McQuinn hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Chapman hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Doerr takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Peacock hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Fritz Ostermüller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostermüller is 0 for 1 in the game. Ostermüller hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Almada. Ostermüller reaches second base with a double. Peacock goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hefner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0 for 3 in the game. Mills hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harlund Klift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klift is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Klift takes first base on ball 4. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Vosmek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 3 in the game. Cronin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox moves to third. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 3 in the game. Higgins hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fox scores. Cronin moves to second. Two outs. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Tommy Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks, Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Oscar Mueller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 3 in the game. Hefner takes first base on ball 4. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Newsom hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. Newsom reaches second base with a double. Hefner moves to third. Glenn McQuillan pinch hits for Mel Almada. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Peacock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 4 in the game. McQuinn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. McQuinn reaches second base with a double. Hefner scores. Newsom scores. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Joe Hebbing now pitching. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0 for 4 in the game. Mills strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and St. Louis Browns, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.